Next report is the proposed cat control bylaw. Bylaw Enforcement Officer Shepherd, we've read your report. Do you have anything to add or highlight?
No, I don't.
Thank you, Ms. Shepherd. I have a motion moved by Councilor McCausland, seconded by Councilor Wielden, that Council receives the staff report number PD 2025-30 regarding a bylaw to regulate cats within the municipality of Brighton, and the Council directs staff to initiate public consultation regarding a cat control bylaw, and the Council directs staff to sole source the municipal animal service provider from either the Humane Society or Pierce Animal Control or the Northumberland Humane Society or a combination thereof for the services of animal control, including cats, and that a contract or contracts be brought back to council for an agreement bylaw, and the council, if satisfied with public comments regarding a cat control program and its financial implications, direct staff to present council an amendment to dog control bylaw 052-2020 to include the regulation of cats in the municipality. Is there any discussion? Councilor Wielden.
Thank you, Mayor. First of all, I really appreciate the thorough analysis in this report. Well done. Do you have a recommendation for which organizations to contract with? You've given us a choice. I don't know the difference, I'll be honest with you. They all sound reputable. Is there a preference or a leaning?
Ms. Shepherd?
Through you, Mayor. In my opinion, I'd say from all of my research that the Northumberland Humane Society is the better option, just because that they have animal control services in-house rather than what we're doing right now is we're contracted to Pierce Animal Control, who picks up the animals and delivers them to Quincy Humane Society, who's operating as our pound operator. So we have two separate contracts with two separate organizations with two separate clauses, and the prices are varying for both those organizations. So just based on that alone, having the Northumberland Humane Society with everything in-house is my recommendation.
Thank you both. Councilor Wright?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Do either QHS or NHS implement euthanasia?
Ms. Shepherd?
Through you, Mayor. Neither of them utilize euthanasia as a measure unless absolutely necessary.
Okay, follow-up?
You may.
Option number one looks like it's just basically a continue as is, and we leave cats out of the equation. Is that how I'm reading it medically?
Ms. Shepherd.
Thank you, Mayor. There are a couple options here. One being, if we decide not to regulate cats, yes, we can continue our current contract. We are also able to add cats into the current contract that we have, although the rates would change. At this point in time, I don't have an amount because unfortunately we have to provide more details to the Minty Humane Society to get those rates at this time.
Okay. Sorry, can I continue? If the bylaw is passed and we do regulate cats, you said, and Northumberland has everything in-house, so they do the capturing, or will that be kind of on the homeowner that's being hassled by said cat?
Ms. Shepherd.
Through you, Mayor. If we implement a cat control bylaw, then if there is a complaint about a stray cat or an injured cat or anything like that, then the Humane Society would handle, basically we would pass the call on to them, and they would be the ones responsible for trapping and bringing the cats back to the Humane Society.
Go ahead.
If a stray cat is captured and found to be intact, is neuter or spay a mandatory thing that has to happen before releasing back to an owner?
Ms. Shepherd?
Yes, it is. The Humane Society will not release any animals unless they are fixed and up to date on vaccines.
Okay. And if a feral cat, because there is a difference between a stray cat and a feral cat, if a feral cat is captured and cannot be adopted through the usual means at the Humane Society, what happens to that cat?
Ms. Shepherd?
Through you, Mayor. I can't speak specifically for Quincy Humane Society. I do know with Northumberland Humane Society, they have a feral cat program in place, and they do adopt out feral cats specifically for barn situations.
Thank you. Anything further?
I do, actually. Just wondering, if we decide to regulate cats, do we currently have in place any fines for dog owners who have dogs who aren't licensed? And if we were going to license cats, would something similar be put in place there?
Ms. Shepherd.
Through you, Mayor. We do have administrative monetary penalty right now in place for dog owners who do not have licenses. We generally don't use it because education works very well in terms of licensing. My experience working at the previous municipality that I worked for that did have a cat bylaw was that licensing provisions were optional. So you did have the opportunity to license your cats, but it was more for in case your cat got lost or picked up by the Humane Society or something like that, but it was not mandatory. Thank you.
Thank you both. Anyone else? All those in favor? Are there any opposed? Motion's carried.